The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, weekday mornings when you wake up.
So this week, John Bishop is doing an incredible thing for Sport Relief, and I urge you all to support John if you can. You can sponsor him at sportrelief.com/bishop. This is incredible. Right now he is running. Today he needs to do 28 miles, which is more than a marathon. He's done a marathon yesterday. He's been making his way rowing and cycling and running from Paris to London. Frank Skinner tonight is helping him on the last leg. Typical Skinner, that is. He's obviously John is going to be ending up in Trafalgar Square. I'd imagine Frank would be joining him just round the corner from Trafalgar Square to run in there. John is running right now, so this is either John Bishop or his handler who's running alongside him. Is that John?
Hello. Christian, how are you?
John, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right.
So how are you bearing up?
Which isn't the best. What's that?
How are you bearing up, John?
You know that question. I'm all right. I don't want to complain.
John,
I feel like crying and going home.
John, is that like when a woman says, "I'm fine, I'm fine"?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
So you did a marathon.
Yeah, no,
so you did a marathon.
It's okay. I've had some physio and stuff, so it's okay.
And how are you getting on with the compression tights?
Oh, mate. Have you ever wore them?
Yeah, they're not good for a man.
They're the weirdest things in the world. Because you got to sleep in them. And my wife stayed up last night. And so she's with me now for the rest of it. And I came out the bathroom and she went, "What's happened to you?" In these tight black compression tights. I think you look like Max Moore. It was ridiculous.
You must have looked like you were encased in a condom.
To be fair, yeah. That's probably as close as a description as you'd have. Thank you. Thank you. I was just saying thank you. What's great? People come around you shaking your hands up in the road.
So what's been the hardest... Fantastic. John, what's been the hardest bit of it over the last couple of days? Is it the running, the cycling, the rowing?
They've all been hard in their own way, but the rowing really did me. In the middle of the channel, I was completely gone. Because the problem with rowing is you can't stop.
Yeah.
Because the tide pushes you back. So every time you take a breather, you're back before where you started. So it's a killer, really.
And has it been a lot harder than you thought? It must have been, surely.
I came in to see you about it. And I was quite chipper.
Yeah.
If you were any sort of mate, you'd have said, "Listen, son, don't do it." This is so much harder than I possibly imagined the country.
Have you actually thought seriously about quitting?
You can't. I'd just be letting too many people down.
And also, you've today's the last day, isn't it? Hopefully, you know, at the end of today,
no,
it's something.
Not.
What?
No, I wish it was. Tomorrow's the last day. I've got another marathon tomorrow.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention that one. I was just trying to make you feel good, like a little bonus. Then when someone goes, "No, John, it's tomorrow. You've got to do another one." So you've got to do two marathons in the next 2 days.
Yeah. The one yesterday, so the channel the day before, 185 miles on the bike the day before that. So by the time you see me, I'll wait 4.5 stone.
And that mainly will be your hair.
Yeah.
I think this is incredible, John. Seriously, I several hats off to you. I think it's a great thing you're doing for Sport Relief. And just try and think how amazing you're going to feel tomorrow when you achieve this. This is an amazing thing to do.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. But it's more about this is a week and it ends. If people donate, that money will change lives forever. So that's what it's about. It's not about this week. It's about next year. People being alive, it wouldn't be.
Oh, well said, John. And I know that obviously you were in a lot of pain last night. You're in your compression tights, but you still had time to send a text about Stevie G being snubbed for Scott Parker. Good on you. It's the important things in life.
I know, but having said that, Scott Parker's a brilliant player. Not no marketing he's in. just thought it was a surprise decision. And then I fell asleep before the game kicked off.
Listen, John, we'll let you carry on. Good luck today. Good luck tomorrow. Everyone go and sponsor John. It's an incredible thing he's doing for such a good cause as well. Sportrelief.com/Bishop is the place to go. John, good luck. We'll see you soon. Good man.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings when you wake up.